Hello and welcome back to Tani Talk Stuff, the TTD. This year where we talk a daf lesson per day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Yuma 86, talking about the greatness of repentance, how repentance really can do so much and it really clears the world. And the Gemara talks about a brisa that Rav Meir would say, greater is repentance for an account of an individual who repented, the entire world is forgiven. As it is stated, I will heal their waywardness, I will love them freely from anger has turned away from him. It is not stated from them, rather it is stated from him. Although it just begins in the plural, I will heal there, I will love them, it ends in the singular from him, it thus means I will heal the many because my anger turned away from an individual. The Gemara also talks about how, and the Rambam codifies, what it means to do repentance is that you're given the opportunity, God forbid, to sin again, the same situation, the same circumstance, almost the same time of day, and you were able to withstand it. So someone who ate non-kosher, passes by the same non-kosher store, has the same desire, the same longing to eat that cheeseburger, to eat that non-kosher thing, but stands up and stops. So he has resolved not to do it again. He feels bad for what he did, and then he's given the opportunity to do it again, God forbid, and he stands up and he doesn't do so. We should realize, we should do what we can to feel bad about any sins or whatnot that we did. That's why the idea in the Kriya Shema Lamita is that we talk about our transgressions and we ask for forgiveness and we say that we forget of everyone around us, that hopefully Hashem will forgive us as well. Even in the Shemona Esrei itself, there is a paragraph on a Hashem. If you do something wrong, then you're able to ask Hashem for forgiveness and you can explain what the sin is, which also codifies it in way. And the Gemara talks about how a person should repent one day before he dies. And the students ask the sage, does someone know when they're going to die? How could you repent one day before you die? So the sage says you should think that you might not have tomorrow so that every one of your days will be in repentance. Because who knows if they're going to live tomorrow, if they're going to live until 120. We should all be zocha to live 120. But this way, every day, every night when you go to sleep, you think about what you did right and wrong that day. You go in repentance and then your whole days are in repentance every single day. We should do what we can to understand tshuva is not just for Yom Kippur, not just for Rosh Hashanah, not just for Aseres Yemei tshuva, but it's really all year round. And if we live and think how we could live in tshuva and work in tshuva, then all our days can be in tshuva and we could have a clean slate every single day. Join us next time as we talk Yuma 87 here on the Tani Talk Stuff, the TTD.